schools. While every state is planning on a full reopening of in-person education this September, what about now? Is your child's school open or closed? What are the standards for closing and reopening? How about this? How many times has that happened so far? Just this year. Now you go look at the school COVID-19 policies for any states you'd like, and you'll find very little uniformity from place to place regarding the policies and plans. In most cases, the decision to open and close has been left to local school district superintendents and administrators. Some states, New Jersey being one, has crafted guidelines for the school decision process. In the states, it's literally a jigsaw puzzle of maybes and what ifs. In case you haven't downloaded it from our website homepage, the New Jersey COVID-19 Guide for Schools is there for your access and information. It is 104 pages, by the way, and I still wonder how many school superintendents looked at all of this and thought, you know what? It's less of a headache just to go with all remote learning. When it comes to reopening schools for in-person learning, now as well as in September, the idea is being met with resistance from teacher unions as well as some parents. My parents, well, many say their school districts have not effectively communicated their reopening plans. Then others are concerned about the sanitary conditions in the classroom. Still others don't want kids in the school building unless every single adult is vaccinated. Then we have the teacher unions. Their issue? That doesn't really matter because as soon as the issue of the day is addressed, they come up with a new one. Case in point, one of the more recent examples. Teachers Union in Los Angeles said that their members wouldn't come back until they got extra money for childcare, which they never received before. Yep, they got it. And as I said, governors are promising a full opening of schools this September, but, well, you know what? Why wait? This past year of learning for kids has been real challenging at best. With that as fact, why shouldn't schools be offering a voluntary short-term or summer school session before September? Two positives come out of that this will compel schools to ensure that they can handle a back-to-normal school year or not fix what needs more attention now instead of waiting until September, discover flaws, and maybe have to shut down again. And then for the kids, many of whom lagged behind or couldn't even access online learning for economical or local access reasons, that would allow them to, as far as education is concerned, actually catch up. Going back to the teachers' unions, Randy Weingarten, who's the president of the American Federation of Teachers, which is the second largest teachers' union, has stated support for resuming in-person instruction with the caveat appropriate safety measures have to be in place. Saying that teachers need to feel supported, she says, "I'm confident that we will overcome the fear, but it's not going to happen in 2.5 nanoseconds. At this point, parents will be happy with 2.5 months. One example of what has happened, one of the many regarding teacher unions and the concept of returning to in-person education in Philadelphia, pre-K through second grade students were scheduled to go back to classrooms back on February 22nd, with their teachers expected to go back to their schools on that Monday. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers had asked its members to stay home that Monday in defiance of the order. But then on that Sunday night, the district changed course and said, never mind, teachers didn't have to go back to campus, at least not yet. Superintendent instead asked a neutral third-party arbitrator to decide whether buildings are safe. Then there was the Fairfax Education Association, that's in Northern Virginia, in a tweet that they deleted not too long after they posted it for obvious reasons, from the union, said a safe return to schools includes 14 days of no community spread, PPE, cleaning equipment, full-time nurses in all schools, as well as staff and student vaccination, which led many to believe the union was calling for schools to remain closed until students could be vaccinated. On that note, a report from January this year by the National Center for Research on Access and Choice, the report's called The Effects of School Reopenings on COVID-19 Hospitalizations, report found no evidence that reopening schools in person or in a hybrid form increased COVID hospitalizations in the 75% of counties that had low COVID hospitalization rates during the summer prior to reopening schools. The results seem to suggest it seems safe to reopen schools when there are no more than 36 to 44 total new COVID hospitalizations per 100,000 people per week. Another study from Duke University, along with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, found that just 32 cases of in-school transmission among nearly 100,000 students and staff over a nine-week period. They recently studied 11 of the districts in the collaborative that kept schools open for at least 9 weeks in a hybrid model, in-person classes twice a week, partial capacity for schools. That includes nearly 100,000 students and staff. Local public health officials found only 32 in-school transmissions. According to the study, of those 32 cases, 6 were pre-K, 11 elementary schools, 6 in middle school, 5 in high school, and 4 in schools that include K through 12. None of the cases involved a child infecting an adult. Asked at the start of the segment, why wait until September to reopen schools? Summer session could be a test run, while also helping kids who have a need to catch up. New reports suggest that hundreds of thousands of New Jersey students may finish out the 2020-21 school year below grade level expectations because of the closures and the incomplete offering of remote learning. This was done by a group called Jersey Can. Report entitled A Time to Act shows that across the board students in grades 3 through 8 lost what's called significant amounts of expected learning in the first half of the current academic year, with Black and Latino children falling more behind than their peers. Some of their findings, on average, students lost 30% of expected learning in English, 36% in math. During the first half of the current school year, Black students lost an average of 43% in English, 50% in math. Latinos, 37% in English, 40% in math. Economically disadvantaged students lost an average of 43% of expected learning in math, along with 37% in English. Between fall and winter, students demonstrated 70% academic growth in English, 64% in math, 46% in science. And finally, nearly 2 out of every 5 students who were previously proficient in English on the New Jersey Student Learning Assessment Test, they're no longer on track. Just adding to the sense of urgency to return to in-person education now that all adults in New Jersey can be vaccinated. And by the way, as of Monday, April 19th, everyone, that does mean everyone in New Jersey age 16 and older, will be eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine.